And this phrase, asylum of civil and religious liberty, is a phrase that Sister White echoes in several of her passages speaking about the United States. But continuing on, and I'm dropping down through much discussion from Old Testament prophecy by Edson here. From the above, it is clear that this wilderness preparation is the pleasant land brought to view in Daniel 8, verse 9. It is called in chapters 11, verse 41 and 45, the glorious land and the glorious holy mountain, or the goodly land, the land of delight or ornament. In Isaiah 11, verses 11 through 16, we have the prophetic account of the Lord setting his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people from the countries of their dispersion and to gather and assemble them from the four corners of the earth, and the point of compass toward which they journey in leaving the land of their captivity is expressly stated in verse 14 to be toward the west. And then he continues to develop the thought about the west being the United States. Brothers and sisters, Hiram Edson, a pioneer, is going into the Old Testament prophecies and saying that God's people were scattered during the Dark Ages, but the promise was that God was going to gather them. But not only was the promise that God would once again gather his people from the nations to where they'd been scattered, but that he would establish them in a wilderness land, and that Hiram Edson concludes that this wilderness land that was prepared for the gathering of God's people is none other than the United States. And in Hiram Edson's dissertation here, one of the verses that he uses to identify the United States is none other than Daniel 11, verse 41, and he calls it the glorious land. The United States is the glorious land of verse 41. So when we're speaking about what is the glorious land of verse 41, and we identify it as the United States, remember this, that this is an agreement with the pioneer position. And you're not going to find them identifying that as God's church. And as evidence of this is another pioneer. This is J.N. Andrews from an article titled The Sanctuary in the 2300 Days. This article too, if you have the Pioneer CD-ROM, you can pull it off there. This article we have included in our July 2002 newsletter. So if you have that, you can look at this article. But the burden of Andrew's presentation in this article was he was trying to clarify what the sanctuary was. And he was trying to do that from the point of view that the Millerites had a misunderstanding of the